set my spirit free. Set my spirit free. Lady of the moon, Lady of the moon, hail, farewell, blessed be.
Good evening. Welcome to the IPMA's interview series, Who Am I? Tonight we are here with Luann Morris and Vicky Scotty from Hecate's Wheel. Tell me a little bit about how you guys got into music.
Well, Luann and I met,
How we got into music generally or how we met each other and formed a band?
Well, let's go ahead and do it that way, how you met each other. Yeah, let's do the met each other and formed a band. Yeah, because if you guys, because it would probably be a 45-minute interview for each of you, because you guys have been in music forever and are amazing and stupendously amazing artists no matter what, so.
I'll let Luann start that on that one.
I was new to the whole paganism scene, and I was at a public ritual, Beltane ritual, at a nature park that we have here in the area called Boyd Hill, and I heard someone singing this really beautiful song and playing guitar. And it kind of drew me in, and I was like following the music, and I ran into Vicky, and Vicky was at the end of the music. She was singing "Lady of the Moon," and I said to myself in that moment that I'm gonna have a band with this woman, because it was touching my soul, and I could not. So, and we were in a chorus together. We were in a pagan chorus. After that, like, that was my very first memory that I have of meeting Vicky, and that's what made me want to jam with her. But we so I joined the chorus. She was in the chorus called Shining Girl Pagan Chorus, and we were both members of that, and we did that for a little while, and then we just kind of spun off and started doing our own thing. And we go back every once in a while and sit in as guests whenever they want to do recording stuff. But that's how we got started. We've been together for a long time, 15 yes. years or more.
I think it was like 1997, 98 when we first met.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a long while. So there you go.
Wow. What to you guys is best about being a pagan musician?
Well, for me, it's being able to write and sing music that feeds my soul. And I think that the things that we do are inspired by the goddess, and our music, I believe, reflects that. It's a very laid back kind of group too, a very loving and accepting group. So that's what's good about being a pagan musician.
Yeah, I really enjoy the part of where we all are of like mind, and we can, I mean, music, just for me in general, you know, just writing a song in general, has always been something really deeply spiritual to me, even if I wasn't writing, you know, about the goddess or about something that was spiritual. But to be able to share my spirituality also in that way, and to be able to see the looks on people's faces when they're being touched by our music is just something that, you know, you can't even put a price on. There's really nothing. And so that's why I do it.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you. So go ahead. Go ahead, Vicky.
No, I said it feeds our soul.
Yeah, it does. It feeds our soul.
Yeah, I love that moniker.
I like touching hearts.
Yeah, touching hearts, feeding the soul. I love that moniker. That's just, you know, that's just really awesome. I love that. So if a person was going to listen to only one of your guys' songs, which one would you want them to listen to?
I'll let Luann start off with that.
Well, I'm really like Lady of the Moon. I feel like that song is timeless, and I feel like it's going to just live on forever in the music and in the hearts of pagans everywhere. So to me, that would be the song that I will say. If there was only one, I had to narrow it down. It's what drew me in.
I'll agree with her on that one, but I have a new one for me that is more that I would be more inclined to go with, and that would be the Do You Remember, because it's about Do you remember the goddess and how the goddess has been forgotten over time with the advent of Christianity and that type of thing. CD Her Gifts has that as a bonus track on it, and it is that's my favorite version, is the one with the violin.
And that's it. I'm just gonna have to go and buy that CD now. I will be on your website buying that CD soon. Okay.
It's on YouTube, don't you see that version?
Yeah, it's on our YouTube channel.
Oh.
And I actually did a little tutorial video with the new version, and it's on our YouTube station, and it's on YouTube with, you know, YouTube does all of our music, but with a blank screen, no video.
Right.
It's on there too. But that was the very first pagan song I ever wrote.
Is it really?
It was Lady of the Moon.
Wow. Can you, I know this is not one of our, wow. Can you want to talk a little bit about that? That would be maybe something pretty interesting. Yeah, that would be something interesting for our listeners, I think. So it was the very first pagan song you wrote. What was that like?
Well, it was kind of odd. I was living, I'm trying to think, when did I write it? In 2000, right?
It was before 2000.
No, yeah, it had to be before 2000.
It was at least 99. It was at least 99.
Yeah, 99, 98, 99, around then. And I had stopped playing music. I had not played music in a long time, and I decided that I wanted to get back into playing again. And so I used to have acrylic nails, and I soaked them off, and I just picked up the guitar, and I literally sat on the couch, and it just came out. I wrote it in 5 minutes.
Wow!
And it was kind of like, well, this isn't really a song. More of a, it's a chant. It's kind of like a meditative piece to me. So it was kind of like a little chanty bit, and that's how it came about.
You channeled it. I think you channeled it, Vicky, directly from the Lady of the Moon.
Yes.
You know, I would. I think I have to agree that now that I heard the story on how that song came into being and the way that song touched me when I first heard it, which is probably in about 2000, frankly, and. So, I would say you probably channeled that song, but I really feel with a lot of your music that that it feels channeled, that you guys are speaking directly from the goddess.
Yeah, it does. It kind of.
I mean, it just most of it just does come. It's true.
Yes. does. Yeah. And it always amazes me that you don't, because we don't tour very often. And every now and then you'll run into people and they'll say, "Oh, you wrote that song?" And I'm like, "You heard that song?" It just amazes me that it just.
Yeah, it's far and wide.
Yeah,
if people know that song.
Awesome. Okay, so
you like that?
Yeah. So, how can the IPMA help you to enhance your musical reality? What can we do for you?
Well, I'm hoping that the exposure that comes from being part of this organization, because would be helpful. I think that I hope that bird is not too loud. I have a bird, if you can hear him in the background.
It's all fine.
I think that we're a phenomenal company of the people that belong and the artists that are participating. So to me, it's just such an honor to be in such good company.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, I think I don't really add much more to that. I agree.
Awesome. Okay, so...
He's trying to nibble on my toe.
Aha. So, what message would you guys like to share with those who will listen to this interview?
I just think that our message is one of peace and love and music. And that we hope that people get that from sharing music with us. That's what I would think. How about you, Lou?
Yeah, for me, it's just about transcendence. It's about, for me, I just hope that they get a sense of peace, like Vicky said. And, I mean, I hope that they get a lot of things from the music. I hope that they feel love. I hope that they feel peace. I hope that they know that they're not alone. And I hope that, you know, it's something that touches heart. That's my main goal. So.
And then, and along thrown in with all of that is a little bit of lore that comes from the different stories of the gods and goddesses.
Fantastic. Well,
yeah, you know, we use this music to be an aid for ritual, you know, and some people like mm-hmm. to use their stuff during ritual. So, for me, it has something to do.
Well, I really appreciate the time that you ladies have taken out of your schedules to spend with us tonight. And that I look forward to meeting you in person, hopefully soon. And I wish you good luck. It's not really good luck, but, you know, in the award, because, of course, you guys are up for Artist of the Year. And I look forward to further communication and further time together and look forward to actually meeting you guys in person soon. So thank you for everything, and have a lovely evening.
Thank you, too.